you really have to do? You know, I mean, the old saying goes, taxes and death and taxes. Mean, that's all you really, have to do, right? You got to die, you got to pay taxes. That's what they say. Then there's a bunch of stuff that, I mean, it's probably this whole scale, like have to and then don't have to, right? Don't have to stay after practice and shoot around a little bit. I definitely don't have to do this. In fact, I don't even have to give the training to the boys, you know. I'm a volunteer. Definitely don't have to do that. But then, so what do you like doing? There's probably, I could probably make this beautiful, I think often in sort of charts. Like you got the axes, right? And it's like have to and don't have to, and like and don't like. So I suppose you'd want to be in the like, don't have to and like. We could probably make a 3D axes. I'm getting ahead of myself here. And have like, how to put it other than, can you make money? Just to put it kind of crudely, right? Like, what if there's stuff you have to do? Like, you kind of, I mean, I guess you don't have to make money. You could like live on a farm or something and have, it's all self-sustaining. Okay, I'm getting a little deep into the axes here. But then if I think about these kids, the difference is like right now with Corona, we don't have any games. We don't have any competition. And so we're just out here, trying to get better and having fun. Mostly they're having fun. Mostly it's like social hour for the guys because they're having a good old time. And, so that changes the mindset. When they don't have to be here anymore and they want to be here, it changes how they act and even how they play. When in this sense is play is work, because this is what we're supposed to be doing, right? Playing basketball. But we had a couple kids in recent years here who they just didn't want to be here. I'm pretty sure I kind of heard they had to be here from their parents. So that goes into, we're now into have to and don't like. And let's just throw in there, have to, don't like, and they're not making any money here. Let me see, that's 0 for 3. So, I'm here, I don't have to be here. I like it. So that's cool. Don't have to and like it. I'm definitely not going to make any money. I mean, definitely not playing, but not with that shot. But I'm not going to make any money coaching either. But hey, 2 out of 3 is not bad, right? So, what about the things that you're supposed to have to do? Okay, put the kids aside for a moment. What about us adults? What do we have to do? I mean, we have responsibilities, got to pay mortgages and food on the table and roof over your heads and all that good stuff, right? But what if we, advance up that pyramid of needs past just the subsistence survival level and get to the more thriving, fun, luxury area? And then what do you have to do? Right? Remember, we're past the, we need to eat, we need to make money and food over the head. Got that. Let's just say we've got that. Now, what do you have to do? And then back to the axes. Can you see the 3D thing with me? Don't like, don't have to, can make a living or earn money, or it's totally just for fun. So we've got this 3D axes here, and where does the thing fall? And like with kids, and like this basketball, Like, guess how much I enjoy coaching the kid who doesn't want to be here, right? It's no fun. He doesn't want to be here. I mean, it's like a double whammy. He doesn't want to be here. I don't want to coach him because I can feel he doesn't want to be here. And it makes my job harder, if not impossible, because not only does he not want to be here, he doesn't even want to get better. So back to the adults again. What are you doing that maybe you don't like, but you have to do? But what about those you'd like to do that you don't have to do? But I want to give you an out, because my next book, I have to laugh whenever I say my next book, because people say, oh, you're working on your book? There's a great answer. And this guy says, I'm probably always working on a book. I am. That's fun for me, right? That's like shooting hoops. That's just fun. We're just having fun, right? Working on my next book. If I'm not working on a book, I'm probably dead. So what is it that you don't have to do, but you would like to do? My next book is called You Don't Have to Write a Book. Part of this is I'm addressing some of these underlying pressures that society bestows on us, that we're supposed to do these certain things, right? Or the pretty postcard in the glossy magazine says you're supposed to have a holiday with the white sand beach and the umbrella drink, and you take a picture of your bare feet and the water, right? You're supposed to do that, I guess. You're also supposed to write a book. You're supposed to, I don't know, go to Paris, and you're supposed to, you know, do this stuff. So I want to give you an out. I want to let you say, I don't want to write a book. I don't have to write a book, and I don't want to write a book. Let's add that third one in there for good measure. You're not going to make any money writing a book. It's 0-3. So what? Here, in my view of this right now, I'm writing this book called You Don't Have to Write a Book. But what I'm kind of saying is I'm giving you the out. I'm giving you the, I was going to say excuse, but it's not an excuse. It's a valid reason, because you don't want to and you don't have to and you're not going to make any money. Don't do it. But here's the twist I'm going to add. Don't come to me and say, hey, Bradley, I think I'm supposed to have to write a book. Could you help me write the book? Because then, I mean, especially if you say it like that, I'm going to say no. And even if you say, Bradley, I'll pay you all kinds of money. No, I don't want to do it. I want you to want to do the thing. Ideally, because you don't have to. And then this would be great if it doesn't have to make you money. Could. But ideally, that's not one of the triggers that's getting you to do this. What I really want is for you to want it. I want these kids to want to play basketball. I want them to get better at it. I do not want that. They are never going to go. Sorry, kids. They're never going to go pro. I'm not either, but I don't have to do this, and I'm having fun doing it. They don't have to do it, and they're having fun doing it. They don't need to make money. They're 14. They don't care that this is building their career or whatever. You don't have to write a book. What do you think of my title, by the way? It's my next book, because I want to give you the out and not feel that pressure. And say, I want you to be able to say, you know what? Hey, how's it going, Samantha, Jack? Yay, good to see you again. hey, you know what? I'm not going to write a book. Hey, cool, huh? You want another drink? I want that pressure relieved from you. And yet, if you really want to write a book, then let's talk. Let's get it done. We've got programs. We'll get it done in a month. But you got to want it. You don't have to do it. You got to want it. For three for the game. We lose. Wait. Oh. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. What do you not have to do that you feel you're supposed to think that you have to do this thing? And what if you just said, I'm not going to do that thing? Remember, we're not talking like paying mortgages. So it's probably a good idea to keep doing that. You don't want to do the thing. And what if somebody could help you do the thing, who's done the thing, who likes doing the thing, and who really wants to help people who want to do the thing? That's the kind of coach or leader you should look for. Hey, thanks for being here. You ready for the, should we go for the game winner? It's going to be hard to win because, wait. We're in the corner. It's a tough shot for three. The clock is counting down. Oh, no. Wait, from half court. Oh. Okay, we lost. We lost. Okay, we definitely lost the game. Hey, we lost the game, but you know what? I didn't have to play. So I'm having fun. That's a key element. Thanks for watching. I'm here every Thursday. You know, it's crazy. It happens like after Wednesday, before Friday. Just so nutty. And it goes in with my frequency series of every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, every single lifetime. These books are coming up, 2022. But first, you don't have to write a book. I'm giving you permission. Thanks for joining me. See you next week. Ooh.